In October 2010, the 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines deployed to Afghanistan. They were sent to relieve the British Royal Marines in the southern Helmand province, a hotbed of insurgent fighters and IEDs. 25 Marines in the 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines did not come home. One of those who did went on to become a student at Michigan State University. Former Marine Sniper Scout Logan Stark is now a senior in MSU's professional writing program. As a class project, Logan formed a 3-member team. They produced a documentary called For the 25, dedicated to his 25 fallen brothers in the Dark Horse Battalion, which suffered the highest number of casualties in 2010 during Operation Enduring Freedom. Logan Stark joins us now in the studio. Logan, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Logan, start by giving us some background. What drove you to become a Marine and to become a sniper?
The decision to become a Marine was kind of one that I just felt I needed to do. I had that urge to serve my country and to make that commitment and become part of the military.
So you were deployed to Afghanistan. You went with the 3rd Battalion, 5th Marines, the 3-5. Now, 3-5 took a lot of casualties right out of the gate. How did you handle that?
How did we handle that? We just...
How about you? How did you handle that when that was going on?
That's something you can't really do too much about. So you just got to remember what you're doing and what you're doing there. And you got to become better at your job while you're over there. And you got to not allow yourself to become deterred from the fact that you are taking these casualties. You have to continue to operate and do your job. You know, when you're in that sort of situation, it kind of focuses you and it gives you this ability to kind of hone in and really come to grips with what you're going through.
For yourself and for your brothers.
Right,
got to
exactly.
Do your job to the best of your ability. So you come back, and then as part of this course, Dr. Bump Halberter's course at Michigan State in the professional writing program, you came up with this idea of making a documentary about this time in Afghanistan. Why were you willing to go back and revisit experiences that were so tough?
I had done a short film on my roommate and really good friend, Kevin, who was with us, and he had gotten shot in the head. And I did this short...
And shot in the head and all right.
Yes, he
yes.
survived.
Yes.
And I put this little 6-minute short together, and I really liked the process. I liked sitting down to him. I liked reliving those moments for you. And it was just kind of a good-hearted story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
we should hasten to let everybody know Kevin got shot in the head, but it was like he was fine. His helmet did its job.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And so as I continued my studies in Michigan State, I got the opportunity to do the more advanced film work with Dr. Bump. And for this last class, this last semester, we were doing a project the whole semester. And the one requirement was that it had to be a good story. You just had to go find a good story. And I had finally come to the grips with the fact that, you know, I needed to write about what I know.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I know. And I think that comes through in the finished product.
Let's listen to a clip from For the 25 as a Marine named Jordan describes his very first mission in Afghanistan very early in the morning.
We were in this cornfield and we saw the two, like, team leaders, I guess you would say, of that, like, insurgent group. And they had, like, their AKs and their radios, and they were pointing, like, where they were going to set up and stuff. And so we initiated contact and took out the two team leaders. And then it just all hell broke loose.
Up.
And then with the enemy on that point, they started maneuvering around us and just like getting us into a 180. And that's when I knew, like, this is going to be a whole different ball game. I mean, it's the very first day, 4 hours into the day, and you're already 2 clicks away from any help. And you're getting cut off and surrounded and moved on by the enemy at 7 in the morning, and there's nothing you could do about it.
I'm speaking with Michigan State University student Logan Stark. That clip was from his documentary called For the 25, speaking with fellow Marines from his service in Afghanistan. I'm wondering, Logan, how did the reality of being there in combat in the Helmand province differ from what you expected as you were going through basic training?
It comes to a point where all the training you do is to work up to that moment when you are in combat. So you anticipate what it'll be like, and you try and imagine that, and you try and put yourself in that situation. In reality, you can't really prepare for it until you're there, but the training that you receive is what you have to rely on when you get in those situations.
Losing comrades in battle is a story that is as old as mankind. And so often in the past, soldiers were expected to come home and get a slap on the back, join the VFW, and get on with their lives. And today there is certainly a greater understanding of post-traumatic stress disorder. You actually began thinking of making this movie about PTSD, didn't you?
Yeah.
What was PTSD like in your life? What was going on for you?
It was really confusing. It was trying to readjust into this culture that I wasn't familiar with or had become defamiliarized with. And so you just kind of feel like an outcast. You feel like you don't really have anybody that you can relate to. And then there's other things. There's various symptoms that come along with it, and I think everybody's symptoms vary. But you really kind of got to realize that, oh, this is because of this. This isn't just something I'm going through. This is as a result of past experiences.
Let's take a listen to another clip from the documentary For the 25. Here are two of the Marines describing just the experience of being in southern Helmand province.
It's kind of a fight every single day just to make sure you get out of there, you know.
All right, get across. Let's go.
Go,
come on, let's go. Right across.
I was much more afraid of stepping on an IED than getting shot. The gunfights weren't as scary to me as just walking around. Some of the scariest patrols I went on, I never even got shot at. And I remember I would wake up and be like, I would look at my legs and be like, well, it's been a wild ride, but I might not be walking back into base tonight.
I think what I want people to see is that these men are just men, and they have gone through hell, but they're really just people. And that it's all going to be okay, and just to kind of humanize all of this.
So how cathartic do you think it was for you and the other Marines who were in this documentary to sit down and share this, especially considering you had a couple of co-producers who were not Marines, had not been in combat, so you had kind of that civilian viewpoint?
I can't tell you how therapeutic it's been for all of us involved. Just coming to terms with everything and sitting down and, once you put it out there, it's out there. You can't bring it back. And that kind of openness helps to deal with it, I think.
Logan Stark, professional writing student at Michigan State University. Thank you so much for talking with us and sharing this with us.
Thank you for having me.
Logan's documentary on his combat service as a Marine sniper in Afghanistan is entitled For the 25. You can find it on YouTube, and we have put a link to it on our website. So just go to the stateside page on MichiganRadio.org.